Hello, this is Mike Cannon bringing you the sounds from last week's noise demonstration protesting the incarceration of political prisoner Jerry Koch. First, you'll hear a two-minute segment describing why Jerry Koch refuses to testify in Jerry's own words, recorded right before he was incarcerated. Then you'll hear more sounds from the somber yet festive noise demonstration in support of Jerry and all political prisoners. For more information, please visit jerryresist.org. Here's a description of Jerry's plight in his own words.
My name is Jerry Koch, and by the time you are hearing this, I will be in federal prison for refusing to testify to a federal grand jury, which is to say, refusing to snitch. So I was subpoenaed in March of 2013 to a federal grand jury nominally investigating the 2008 Times Square Military Recruitment Center bombing. I was subpoenaed once previously by a federal grand jury investigating the same subject matter in 2009. In 2009, I refused to testify and successfully avoided going to prison. The FBI have subpoenaed me to this grand jury not because they genuinely believe that I know something about the 2008 bombing. I do not believe that to be the case. I believe, rather, that the FBI have subpoenaed me because they know that I work with a number of people on political projects, primarily legal support, but also a number of other anarchist projects. I believe that what the FBI actually wants to come out of this situation is for me to turn over other people's names and information, which is something that I staunchly refuse to do. Therefore, I voluntarily choose to go to prison to protect my friends, comrades, and loved ones, and to maintain my own personal integrity, will, and ethics. This is a situation and a choice which is in some ways difficult, but in some ways incredibly simple. If the choice is between snitch or go away, then, to be honest, it's not much of a choice at all. One is the thing that a human does, and one is a thing which someone who is incredibly weak does. If we mean even the smallest amount of the words that we say, when it comes to radical politics, this is the position that we as both individuals and as a political community must hold and must maintain, even in the face of vicious state repression. Therefore, by the time you are hearing this, I will be in federal prison, and I will be in federal prison for the absolute best of reasons, which is to say, protecting my friends and my loved ones. I'd like to once again thank all of you for coming and thank all of you for your support and solidarity. It absolutely means the world to me to know that I am not alone and that I am dealing with this with friends and loved ones who have my back.
Again, for more information, visit jerryresist.org. Until next time, as always, I'm yours in a struggle, Mike Cannon.